This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Across the state, parents, teachers, and students are getting a first glimpse of what life might be like this fall, whether it will be in the classroom, remote learning at home, or something in between. NHPR's education reporter Sarah Gibson has been working to keep track of the many varieties of plans unfolding across the state, and she's with us now to talk about that. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Peter.
So you've been talking to a bunch of school leaders and tuning into school board meetings across the state. What are districts' plans shaping up to be?
Well, there are over 100 school administrative units, otherwise known as SAUs, which means there are about that many plans. Remember, there's been really limited guidance from the state about reopening in an effort to leave it up to districts. So as a result, we have plans that run the gamut. There are some schools that will be fully remote, meaning kids will be at home, they'll be working on laptops or with materials sent home. Teachers will either be alone in their empty classrooms or working from home. So this will be happening in places like Dover and Somersworth. Then there's the fully in-person option. We'll see that in Rochester and Guilford. They'll have safety measures, but most kids will be back to school. And then we're seeing a lot of hybrid models. That's probably the most common, which basically means that students will be in school a couple days a week, then learning remotely for the rest of the week. The idea there is that there will just be fewer people in school at the same time, so they can be more easily socially distanced. And if there is an outbreak, you can kind of isolate that cohort. But in most of the hybrid models, a lot of teachers will actually be in school most days. And in nearly all of these plans, where there is in-person learning, students and families can opt into a fully remote option if they have health or other concerns.
So districts have spent months developing these plans based on conditions on the ground and their resources. But how do school boards come to a final decision on this?
Well, it's been a challenging process. I mean, as you are saying, these task forces have developed plans for different scenarios based on the local conditions, infection rates, on all this community and teacher input in most cases. But there's really no blueprint for how to come to a final decision and how to even know what the state is going to be like in a month. Here is Brian Balke. He's the Goffstown superintendent, and they came up with a hybrid model. This is what he said about it.
Not everyone's going to be happy, and we recognize that. So I've got a lot of parents that are upset that they're struggling. They need their kids cared for. They don't have the ability to work from home, and it's a real hardship for people. But at the same time, I have to open in a way that I'm going to have the educators I need to be able to open schools.
And when he says the educators he needs, he basically means we have to have safety measures in place such that teachers are willing to come back into the school. That means lower density of kids, which you can achieve in a hybrid model in places like Goffstown that actually have classes at capacity and sometimes kind of overflowing elementary schools. They really have had to cut back on the number of students who can be in the school per day. However, there are some parents that say the hybrid model that a lot of districts are coming up with is kind of the worst of both worlds. Basically, you don't have a routine in either scenario. You don't get really good at remote learning for teachers or for students. But then you also have this disrupted schedule such that you don't really settle into what it's like to be in school and what it's like to be wearing a mask every day and what it's like to be with your peers and teachers on a regular basis. So there is some discontent there.
So not a perfect solution for everyone. So Sarah Gibson, at this point, how are these reopening plans being received by parents and teachers?
There's a fair amount of anxiety. It really depends on the district, though. I will say there has been some pushback that's been so strong in districts that they've actually gone back to the drawing board. So, for instance, Milford and Pembroke both planned to have fully remote at first. And then so many parents pushed back that they're reconsidering that and thinking of a hybrid model instead. The opposite is happening in places like Rochester, which plans to move forward with an in-person plan. There's a petition there right now with over 1,300 signatures saying, let's stay remote. And then for teachers, there are many unions in some areas of the state, particularly ones harder hit by the coronavirus, that are saying it's not safe to return and we should really stay with the remote option. And then also the consequence of the state not having this very top-down approach for reopening and really leaving it up to individual districts means that there's a patchwork of plans that can be confusing for families and for teachers, frankly, because a lot of teachers teach in a different district than where they're raising their family. So they're juggling a ton of different plans and news about these plans every day. Take Gabrielle Borden. So she's an English teacher at Winnicott High School, and she and I spoke a couple days ago. She was feeling really confused and stressed because her kids are in a district where there's a hybrid model. But it's possible she also is supposed to be in school 5 days a week at Winnicott High School. And here's what she said.
My biggest concern was that I was going to be put into a situation where I was going to have to choose between my children and my job. And that's sort of where we sit right now. That is a fear.
And actually, that SAU met last night. It turns out they delayed their final vote, so we still don't know what's going to happen there. But it does look like there's a chance Winnicott will go remote, which means for teachers who with small children like Borden, they'll be able to oversee their kids doing some remote learning while they teach remotely. But keep in mind, Peter, that all of these plans, they're really provisional. And that's one thing that school leaders are urging people to remember is that we might have a plan now, but it could totally change tomorrow or next week, depending on whether or not there is an outbreak or whether or not the, a vaccine is invented or whether or not the conditions in our community are such that we either need to totally shut down or we can reopen some more.
So families should expect changes throughout the year, but school's starting in a matter of weeks. What are districts trying to figure out before September?
So many things, but here's a couple. So one big question is, how do we communicate about outbreaks, given the need for privacy? What are the metrics for moving between different phases of reopening? Say you're doing a hybrid model, but you haven't had an active case for a month. Does that mean that you should just fully reopen with some safety measures? And then also just fundamentally, is it up to superintendents to make these really huge public health decisions, or will there be a little bit more support and guidance from the state in how to reopen?
NHPR's education reporter, Sarah Gibson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition on NHPR.